This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mesechtes Trumais Perakei Mishnah Aleph Sa Truma Temeya Shenafla Lepachos Memeya Chulin Oy Lemaisa Rishon Oy Lemaisa Sheni Oy Lehegdish Bein Temein Bein Tayrim Yekavu. Tamei Truma may not be eaten by anyone. Tahor Truma may only be eaten by a kohen. So if a saw of Tamei Truma fell into less than 100 saw chulin, or into Maisa Rishain, Maisa Sheini, or Hegdish, whether Tamei or Tahor, the entire mixture must be left to rot. The im Tahaira Haisa Oisa saw, Yim Kiru Lakaihanim Bidime Truma, Chutz Midime Oisa saw. If a saw of Tahor Truma fell into less than 100 saw of chulin, the entire mixture may be sold to a kohen, who is the only one who may eat it, for the price of truma, which is cheaper, since only kohanim may eat it, after deducting the price of the original saw of truma, which must be given to the kohen for free. Ve'im l'maisa risha nafla yikra shame l'truma l'trumas maiser. If it got mixed with Maiser Rishon, the entire mixture must be made into Trumas Maiser on behalf of other Maiser produce. V'im l'Maiser Sheni or l'Hegdash Nafla, Hari Elu Yipadu. If it got mixed with Maiser Sheni or Hegdash, they must be redeemed, and then the mixture sold to a Kohen for the price of Truma. V'im Timeim Haya Oysan Achulin, Ye achlu nekudim o kalayis, o yilayshu b'me peiris, o yischaku liisais kadesh lo yehe b'makom echad kabeya. If it got mixed with tomei chulin, the kohen may still eat the mixture, but he must make sure that the chulin does not make the truma tomei. He can do so by baking it into loaves smaller than a kabeya, an egg, which are too small to impart tuma, or by roasting the grains and eating them dry, since the truma does not become susceptible to tuma until it becomes wet, or by kneading them into dough using only fruit juice, which is not one of the seven liquids that make food susceptible to tuma, or divide the dough into pieces smaller than an egg, a kabeya, and then mix them with other batches of dough. And that's the end of Mishnah Aleph. Maseches Trumos Perek Hey Mishnah Beis Sa Truma Temeya Shenaflo Teich Meya Chulin Tahirin. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Teirin V'Tisarif Shani Omer Sa Shenaflo He Sa Shalsa. Normally, even after Truma became Batal in 100 times its volume of Chulin, this is only means that the Chulin mixture may be eaten by non Kohanim. However, one must still pay the kohen by removing an equal amount for the mixture and giving it to the kohen as if it was truma. So Rabbi Eliezer said that if the truma was tameh, an equal amount must be removed from the mixture and burnt as if it was the real tameh truma that fell in. V'chachamim ayimim tala v'te'ochel nekudim o kloyos o tilus b'mei peiris o teschalik l'isais kedei shelo yehe b'makom echad kebeya. The Chachamim said that the amount removed may be eaten by the kohen in a way that ensures it does not become tameh as described in the previous Mishnah. And that's the end of Mishnah Beis. Masechtas Trumos, Perek Hey, Mishnah Gimel. Sa Truma Tahir Shanafla Lamei Chulin Tamein. Tala v'tei ochel nekudem o klois, o telush b'mei peiris, o teschak l'isa, kedei shelo yehe b'makom echad kebeya. If a saw of tahor truma fell into 100 saw of tamei chulin, even Reb Eliezer agrees that the amount removed may be eaten by the kohen in a way that would ensure it does not become tamei. And that is the end of Mishnah Gimel.
Sechtas Trumais Perik Hey Mishnah Dalid Sa Truma Temeya Shenafla Lemeya Sa Truma Tahira Beishamai Oisrim Ubeisilil Matirin. If a saw of Tamei Truma fell into a 100 saw of Tahor Truma, Beis Shammai said that the mixture is forbidden. Beis Hillel said it is permitted. Amru Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, Hoyl utahayra asura lazarim utmeya asura lakayhanim, ma tahayra oyla aftmeya tala. Beis Hillel said to Beis Shammai that just as tahar truma is forbidden to non-kayhanim, but becomes permitted when mixed with 100 times its volume in chulin, so too tamei truma is forbidden to kayhanim and should become permitted when mixed with 100 times its volume. Amru lehem Beis Shammai loy, im he elu hachulin hakalin hamutarin lazarim es ha-tahayra, tala truma hachamura ha-asur lazarim es ha-tameya? Beis Shammai answered that these cases are different. Chulin is totally permitted, even to non-kayhanim, therefore it has the power to permit the truma that gets mixed with it. Tahor truma is permitted only to kayhanim, therefore it does not have the power to permit the tamei truma that gets mixed with it. La'acher shehoidu Reb Eliezer Omer teirim v'tisarif. Later, Beis Shammai changed their minds and agreed to Beis Hillel that the mixture is permitted. Still, Reb Eliezer said that an equal amount of truma must be removed from the mixture and burnt, just as when tamei truma gets mixed with chulin. V'chachamim oimrim ovda b'mi'uta. The Chachamim argue that it is totally batal, and the whole mixture may be eaten by kohanim, since anyway it is all teruma, there is no issue of reimbursing the kohen, and that's the end of Mishnah Dalet. Masechtas Trumais, Perek He, Mishnah He, Sa Truma, Shenafla Lameya, Hagbia, Benafla Lamakam Acher, Reb Eli Ezer Omer, Midamas Ketruma Vadai. If a saw of truma fell into 100 times its volume of chulin, and then an equal amount was removed to be given to a kohen, and then that replacement truma fell into a different batch of chulin, Reb Elias said it also needs 100 times its volume to become batal, just like the original truma. V'chachamim oimim ein o midamas ela lefi cheshben. The Chachamim said that the second mixture does not become forbidden regardless of the ratio between the chulin and the replacement truma, and one need only remove from it according to the percentage of actual truma that fell into the second mixture. In this case, it's 1/100th of a saw. And that's the end of Mishnah Hay. Masechtas Trumais, Perek Hay, Mishnah Vav, Saw Truma, Shenafla Lepachas Memeya, Vinid Mu, Vinafel Min Hamiduma, Lamakam Acher, Reb Eliezer Omer, Midamas Ketruma Vadei. If a saw of truma fell into less than 100 times its volume of chulin, the entire mixture becomes forbidden to non-kayhanim. If a saw of that mixture then falls into another batch of chulin, Reb Eliezer said the second batch also needs 100 times the volume of the saw that fell into it. V'chachamim oimrim, Ein hamiduma medameya ela lefi cheshbin, ve'ein ham chumotz machmitz ela lefi cheshbin, ve'ein hamayim she'uven paislim es hamikva ela lefi cheshbin. The Chachamim argue that since the second saw is not entirely truma, the second batch needs only 100 times the amount of truma within that saw. The same is true when sourdough of truma is used to make chulin dough rise, in which case the chulin becomes forbidden to a non-kayin, even if it has 100 times the volume of the truma. And then some of that dough is used to make a different batch of dough rise. The second batch becomes forbidden only if the portion of truma within it is alone enough to make the second batch rise. The same is true of drawn water poured next to a mikveh, which flows from there into the mikveh. If the mikveh already has more than half of the minimum necessary amount of rainwater, meaning more than 20 saw, the flowing drawn water may be used to complete the necessary 40 saw, provided that it is poured on the side and not directly into the mikveh, and that is the end of Mishnah Vav. Masechtas Truma is Perakei Mishnah Zayin, Sa Truma Shenafla Lameya, Higbia Venafla Cheres, Higbia Venafla Cheres, Harezu Muteres, Achetirbe Truma Alachulin. If a saw of Truma fell into 100 times its volume of chulin and becomes batel, and then a saw was removed to be given to a kayin in its place, and then another saw of Truma fell in, and the same thing occurred, the mixture remains permitted until the majority of it is Truma. And that is the end of Mishnah Zayin. Masechtas Trumas, Perakei Mishnah Ches. Sa Truma Shenafla Lameya, Velo Hespikulag Bia At Shenafla Cheres, Harezu Asura, Reb Shimon Mater. If a saw of Truma fell into 100 saw of chulin, but before he removed a replacement saw for the kain, another saw of truma fell into it, the chachamim forbid a mixture, as if the two saw had fallen in together. Reb Shimon permits the mixture, but only if he discovered that the first one fell in, and he had already planned to remove it before the second one fell in. And that is the end of Mishnah Ches. Masechtas Trumas, Perek Hey Mishnah Tes. Sa Truma Shenafla Lameya, Utchonon U Pachasui, Keshem She Pachasu Achulin, Kein Pachasu Atruma Umutter. When grains are ground, sometimes they shrink in size, sometimes they grow. It depends on the quality of the grain. So if a saw of truma fell into 100 saw of chulin and becomes batel, but he then grinded the entire mixture and it shrunk in size, it is still permitted, since just as the chulin shrunk, so did the truma. Sa truma shenafla lepachas memeya, utchanan v'hosiru, keshem shehosiru chulin, similarly, if a saw of truma fell into less than 100 saw of chulin, and the whole mixture became forbidden, but he then grinded the entire mixture and it grew in size, it is still forbidden, since just as the chulin grew, so did the truma. In Yadua Shachitim Shel Chulin Yafais Mishel Truma Mutter. However, if he knows that the chulin is higher quality than the truma, and therefore it grows more than the truma, then it becomes permitted. Sa truma shenafla lepachas memeya, va'achakach nafla sham chulin, im shaygeg mutter. If a sa of truma falls into less than 100 sa of chulin, and then more chulin falls in, raising the ratio to 100, if the extra chulin fell in by accident, it is permitted. V'im mezit aser. But if he added it deliberately, it is forbidden following the klal. It's a principle that one may not deliberately make prohibited foods become batel. And that is the end of Mishnah Tes.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.